Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 658. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I had an intro prepared, but it accidentally got released on Ubisoft Plus. So I'll now be coming up with it again in the spring when it's better.
Okay. All right. We'll revisit that in March.
Yeah, I want to revisit that tonight. Like, what you guys know about that?
We will. Earl has returned, though.
Oh, I thought I was here to ask. No, we didn't do anything last week, did we?
We did. we recorded on, was it Tuesday last
Tuesday.
Week?
Tuesday.
We recorded very early.
At Earl's request, we were on Tuesday.
No, I didn't know we were doing Tuesday. That's on me.
We have this recorded, Earl. I think we need to throw the challenge flag on Earl, because I'm pretty sure it was his idea.
I think it was absolutely his idea.
Tuesday was the better day for him, but it
I'm just going to say I've had brainwashed with this move and work for the past like 2 months.
Absolutely understandable.
I think that's going to continue to the end of the year, but after that, the move is fine. It's worked now.
I'm sure his brain will work perfectly fine once all that is done. Sure.
I will just say, because work, we've had this big Jay-Z exhibit that is in its final week, and that's just it's a great exhibit. Doesn't make sense anymore because I don't think anybody's going to get to work in the next 3 or 4 days. But it's just been like one of those projects that's like taken on, it's become a beast of its own. Like, I thought it would be very quiet. Like, we all came back from a 3-day, like a 4-day weekend. We can react. No. Like, Monday morning, it's like, go, 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 go. And I'm like, no. So hopefully when that's settled and I get everything sorted, I can have brain clarity.
Fair. Jeff is here.
I'm working on brain clarity as we speak.
We're all here. I don't know anything about the Ubisoft Plus thing. Tony, would you like to walk us through that?
So actually, I think Jeff should walk us through this because this appeals back to one of his favorite games of like ever.
Yeah. So yesterday morning, or not even yesterday morning, it was like I saw it yesterday morning, but I think it was happening the night before. What is it called? Ubisoft Plus?
Yeah.
They either listed Beyond Good and Evil 20th anniversary, or they accidentally released it. Now, I'm not sure which.
I think they accidentally released, like, beta code of the game.
Yeah.
On their servers. And then they pulled it back. They're like, oops.
Yeah,
oops,
so I wonder if people got to play it or if they're still able to play it. I don't know. I didn't look any further into it beyond that, but just getting to see the listing on the store seemed interesting. Like it wasn't just a simple like re-release yet again, and it's also not like a full remake. It's just, you know, some nice touches here and there.
Is it a remaster?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
You know, hey.
Now we see what that studio's been working on for the last 20 years.
Yeah. Honestly, it'll be better than whatever the fuck they are working on, so. I own the game on Xbox. You could frequently buy it for like $3 on Xbox, and it's probably just fine to just do that. But, you know, there was enough little things here that they said about it, and I do love the game enough. And I'm like, I'll play like a superior version of this game. Like, I'm interested to play it when it comes out. They said better controls too, which I wonder if they changed that final boss fight where you had to do everything in opposite controls. I don't know why they did that. Like, everything was just like left is right, up is down, and that was like part of the boss fight. You had to like react quick to things.
I played the game before. I don't remember that. Was there like a poison or something that Jade had that like might have been impacting that, or was just like we're gonna do something stupid?
No, that's how the final boss fight is. I remember that. Like, they like flip the controls on you. Like, hey, this is going to be harder because we flipped the controls. And I was just like, no, this is fucking bullshit. I don't think it was something that you could counter or get rid of. I think that's just how it was. And I don't know that I'm saying we improved the controls means that either. It could mean anything. Who knows?
Right.
But yeah, playing a remastered version of that game that looks a little bit better, even though I think that the original game still looks pretty good for being from 2003. I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, it's very stylized. Like,
yeah, so. Yeah. It's almost, yeah, like cel-shaded, like Wind Waker-esque. But then there's things that like look more realistic. And yeah, like you said, though, it's stylized. But it's, I don't know. I kind of wish I had like spotted this somehow and got in on it and got to mess with it. But this was a game that was not officially announced up until this happened.
Right.
And then they like announced it after that.
They tried to delete all this footage. The funny thing is their reaction was delete all the footage and pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, why? Why is that your reaction? Like, you can't pretend it didn't happen.
Like, they literally just, like, did the announcement after that happened. Like, oh, just so you know, happy to announce 20th anniversary edition of Baldur's Gate. Beyond Good and Evil is coming in, you know, 2024, blah, blah, blah. Like, they acted like it didn't happen.
Kudos to Ubisoft, though. They find new and creative ways to eat games. It is impressive.
Have they ever had a game that wasn't leaked? Or an announcement that wasn't leaked?
I want to say the new Prince of Persia wasn't announced ahead of time, but I could be wrong.
The
2D one.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing about that. But we were still in, like, the wake of that Sands of Time remake being a disaster.
Is that canceled now?
I have no idea. I think it's still.
It's not canceled, but it's also not coming out anytime soon. So it's what's that pirate game?
Oh, Skull and Crossbones?
Skull and Bones? It's like Skull and Bones. Well, when that comes out, it's going to be a disaster.
If you really want to play Sands of Time, I have a little secret I learned a couple of years ago. You can't find it, like, if you go on the Xbox store or whatever, like, on the Xbox. But if you go on their website, like, on your computer, you can purchase it and then download it on your Xbox. I don't understand, like, why it's like that, but it still exists.
That is really weird.
Yeah. Like, you had to go... Like, you basically had to sign into your account on a website, like on a computer, and then you could buy the game and, you know, have it. Then it's, like, in your library on the Xbox. But, like, you could not search and find it on the Xbox, which is, like, really weird. But, you can play it.
I was just super curious. We are coming up on 3 years from when the game was originally supposed to be out. Not when it was announced. It was originally supposed to come out in January 2020. We are in... I mean, as of this, we are, let's say, December of 2023.
All right.
I don't. Oh, they keep telling us Skull and Bones is coming, so maybe.
Fake news.
Yeah.
Maybe they started like this. They're like, let's not do this. Let's do Sands of Time 2. They're doing that.
Didn't they?
Yes, I know. But like, nothing matters.
No, because like they did was what, Warrior Within, and then there was a third one too, and a fourth one actually. Stuff. The fourth one was came after that Sands of Time reboot they did on the 360 and PS3. What was that one called? Forgotten Sands.
Yes. That was good.
Yeah.
It was decent. You know.
It was a good game. I'd play that again.
Yeah.
That's Ubisoft. Yay them, I guess. Game Awards are coming. We went over the nominees a couple weeks ago. Xbox, Microsoft is teasing some major announcements that we don't want to miss for next week, I guess.
Baldur's Gate on Game Pass. That's the big announcement.
I mean, that seems to be the big rumor. We're at least going to get the date, right? When they're going to put it onto the service.
I mean, maybe they're going to announce something else. I mean, new Halo, new Gears, something like that.
Nah, they don't have any games.
I have to believe that one of their 8 billion studios has something coming out that we might be interested in.
What about Obsidian's RPG?
Avowed?
Yeah. Fucking... Here it is. Coming out
to they said that's next year.
Yeah, but maybe they like pull their act together.
They're not going to drop it in December.
Has Kirby started doing his hype for the game? I mean, I know he has, but has he started doing it? Yes. We're going to have like a billion games you've never heard of before. Or is it more okay like he did with the Summer Game Fest this year?
You know what? I don't follow Keeley, so I don't.
I try not to listen to him either.
But I haven't gotten any like residual feedback saying like Keeley's promising the world. I guess there's going to be more Death Stranding 2. That's been teased by Keeley, but that's all I've heard about. I guess there's like 12 games coming to Game Pass in December. Some of them already out there. Remnant 2, I think, just hit. Remnant. They're bringing back World War Z. Far Cry 6, if you waited on that for
two years. The new SteamWorld game.
Yep, SteamWorld Build. Not sure what is that is that kind of like SimCity but in the SteamWorld, or
I forget exactly what it is.
That seems likely.
It's not Diggs, I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, I saw like a clip of it, and it was kind of like overhead, looked like you were placing, like you were doing city building. But then they showed underground as well, and I was like, I don't know what's going on here. And Goat Simulator 3 thrown in there too. There was no Goat Simulator 2, right? Like
there was not.
That was okay.
That was a joke.
Got it. I didn't remember there being one, but So that's
also Against the Storm.
What's that one?
It's an interesting like fantasy city builder.
Okay.
Where you keep having to build new cities over and over again because the world is being destroyed. It's kind of a cool thing. I played it earlier this year. Pretty entertaining, but they were obviously still working on it. And it actually leaves Steam Early Access next week. So it's basically launching onto Xbox.
Yeah. December 8th is when it hits Game Pass, so I guess that's its official release date.
Yep.
Neat. Otherwise it's been a quiet week, which makes sense. We're a week before week after Thanksgiving, week before the Game Awards.
We know you guys in your office jobs don't do shit between fucking
Listen, I was just
Thanksgiving and the fucking New Year.
I
work so hard, Jeff.
Yeah, so I know.
But after this week.
My staff holiday party is next week, and then things get pretty slow.
We'll probably go here, like we'll go hard for another 2 weeks, and then I have to work the next 2 weeks. But anybody of any importance has saved up all their vacation time, and they're just they don't work the last 2 weeks of the year, so. I won't have anything to do those 2 weeks.
I'll have stuff to do, but I won't. Other people are gone, so it's like you take your time. This is why I don't have kids, so I'm like, I don't take the time off because nobody's there. I'd rather take my time when these people get back, because then I'm like, oh, now I don't need to do, no, I don't want to see you. But like, yes, especially between, I think it's again. It, I mean, I my coworkers know most part, but like, yeah, it's that. And I think like next week starts like the holiday parties because like everybody's gone from like the 15th onward.
Like, yeah,
we do holiday parties the first week. Yeah, let's get it out of the way. No, ours is the ours is like the 21st. I think it's dumb.
Ours is weird. It's the Wednesday before Christmas, so it's like the what the. That the 20th?
Yeah, ours is the Thursday before Christmas. And I think because Christmas is on Monday, people just assume people are going to like travel that Friday.
Yeah.
Our PTO all expires at the end of December. So my work is a ghost town for like the second half of the month. So the holiday party always ends up being in like the first week of December because nobody else is around later on.
Makes sense. They don't let you carry over any. That's
they let us carry over 5 days.
Yeah, that's what we get. Which we have to use before the end of March, I think is what they make. If we carry anything over, it has to be used before the end of March. Yeah, Jeff, I'm sorry you are now on your busy time.
Well, I just got my busy time.
We gotta get our gifts somehow.
I get to go on a Zoom call and they ask me, "You sat still for 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Why is this?"
Oh, fuck that you, sounds bro. Creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Technology sucks.
It's so weird how.
That's like what, you know, Amazon workers live under all the time.
As an aside, I mean, somewhat related, work is. Part of one of my current projects is I'm researching people counter, our attendance trackers, and looking at different options in case we want to move on from our current vendor. And there was one, I have a meeting with them tomorrow, so hopefully they don't listen to this, where like one of their big selling points is like, oh, we could differentiate between, you know, your kids and whatever. I'm like, okay, that's sure. But then they're like, we can also tell you like who's staff and who isn't. I'm like, nope, because I can already see how that's going to be used. Like, why are you coming in 20 minutes late? Like, you were picked up on camera. Right? No, we don't need that in our lives.
No. Just disable that feature.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I want to hope that we don't go with them at all for that reason. I don't want anything that can track staff members in the building.
We need to, like, backtrack all technology to, like, 1995. We need basic internet. We're good.
No, because I want my Xbox Series X.
Okay, but
and my iPhone.
Other than that, yeah. Okay.
Other than games.
Never mind.
Yeah, do you really want to go back to 1996 where basic internet was.
Yes, I do.
Where sound that it made.
Yes. It takes you fucking 2 minutes to download a fucking porn pic. A little JPEG.
Yeah, an image. Exactly. An image. It takes you 2 minutes to download an image.
I mean, it would probably make some discourse better when you really have to work for the images you're uploading.
Yeah, that's true.
Saturated to images and the Fallout technology. Did any of you folks see the first pictures of the Fallout TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That actually is really, I mean, it's still then. Yeah, but it's like Fallout.
It looks does. Like a one-to-one, yeah, like, exactly. I didn't even know that was the thing that was happening.
I
saw that yesterday. I was like, oh, cool, all right.
Oh, you didn't know Amazon had
no idea. Up? No. Will I watch it? Probably also no, but it looked like Fallout.
There was a guy with no nose, I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or yes. Probably skin.
Somebody was saying the ghouls look they look a little too good.
Yeah,
they need to be a little melty. They need to look a little gooey.
Did they give a date for that, or is it just like those are just the first stills?
It looks finished, but imagine next year sometime.
I assume we'll probably hear more. We'll get the first show at the Game Awards. That would make sense.
Hmm. Yeah. Do we think we're going to get that GTA trailer at the Game Awards, or is that its own thing? next week or the week after.
I would say it probably is at the Game Awards.
My money is on not at the Game Awards, so I want to take some bets.
I was going to say, because they've always preferred to do their own thing. Even when E3 was a thing, they didn't announce or show GTA at any of the press conferences.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with Earl.
I mean, they don't need the Game Awards, but...
Maybe Keeley gave them a little sucky?
Maybe.
That's what I'm calling blowjobs now.
I mean, I think we
yeah, we got that. It.
It was forehead to a pine that Jeff did that to get excuses. Jeff Kelly's on a corner being like, suck your dick for world premiere.
I got two cheeseburgers. I'll suck your dick. Sorry.
Oh, Max. Man.
You're not sorry. I don't believe for a second that you're sorry.
I'm not.
And I do think that is one where, like, Keeley just wouldn't be able to keep his mouth shut about it, right? Like, oh my god, I got the biggest thing ever coming, guys.
I think if I'm Rockstar, I'm like, I don't even want to work with this guy. Let's just put a trailer out on Twitter. We're good.
Yeah, I mean, they could do their own thing, but, so do you think we get it before the Game Awards or after?
I think it would be before, but I could see it being that day, like an early afternoon thing.
Yep, I'm kind of with Earl on this.
Okay, I could see that. I could see it coming on Thursday next week, you know, at 3 o'clock or something.
I really hope it's like a full trailer, though, and not like little teaser, and it shows you what you guys said it was in Vice City this time or whatever.
Yeah, it's gonna be like every first trailer they do, right? It's gonna have some music, but it's gonna be that stylized, mostly cut scenes. You're not gonna get any gameplay out of it.
I want a real trailer. I want like a, you know, 2.5-3 minute trailer that actually has some fucking gameplay.
Oh, like you're gonna get a 2.5 minute trailer. It's just I don't think there'll be any gameplay in that first trailer. It's gonna show off the city. We're gonna get an idea of who the characters are, and maybe what their main gripe is for the game. Just like we've gotten for every other GTA game since 3. But and then you'll get your gameplay trailer sometime next, like early next year, March, April, depending upon when they're releasing the game. When do you guys think it's coming out? May or this time next year?
They've always done well next year because it's GTA. They could release it January 1st and people would still buy it. So
you guys think it's that close, huh? You think it's like done?
They've never had big, huge lead times, have they, with their games?
You're right.
They don't normally. Red Dead. Like, they like lurk as like rumors forever. Yeah. But when they actually announce them, they tend to be out pretty soon.
Yeah, usually. Yeah. I will say this: like, I know that they like to like release their games in spring. It seems like maybe there's some exceptions to that. Maybe Red Dead 2 was in the fall. But usually, a lot of times they like drop them in April or May.
Red Dead Redemption 2 was in the fall.
See, I have like an autistic memory for this stupid shit.
An autistic memory?
That's what I'm calling it.
GTA 5 was September. I thought they did something in the fall as well.
GTA 5 was September?
Yeah.
Oh, was it? I thought it was like a May game.
I guess September, I'm not.
September 17th, 2013. There goes
your memory.
GTA 4 was... that was an early year game. It was April 29th, 2008. Red Dead Redemption was also...
It
was May.
They seem to like the spring, but again,
And I mean, L.A. Noire was kind of theirs, right? Like,
yeah.
That... I think L.A. Noire doesn't count the same way, but...
Wow.
I mean, we just like to throw L.A. Noire out there every once in a while, right?
Still talking about L.A. Noire.
Yeah, because they throw on people like, right, L.A. Noire exists, doesn't it?
That was also a May release.
I think they like that. They like that, like April, May.
But also, like, I think what we were talking about before, they don't normally give like a full year's worth of lead up. Like, I don't think we saw GTA 5 or Red Dead officially until probably E3 of that year or thereabouts. So maybe they're going back to the April May release window.
I'll put my money on April.
All right. I'm thinking May, so we'll see how that goes.
Saying April and not part of the Game Awards, their own announcement. You heard it here first.
We did. So we'll
from Jeff.
We'll know this time next week. We will know if that was accurate or not.
Oh, it's accurate.
Yeah, light week for game news.
It's gonna be a light few weeks after the Game Awards because, yeah, nobody wants to work. And I don't mean that in the like nobody wants to. It's like nobody wants to work at the end of the year.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was weird. I saw like some sites have already and you know, I guess if you listen to Spotify or Apple, like you got your year end wrap ups already from them. Like people are already starting to do their year end shit. Like
yeah, find some party.
Are we just
listening to music in December?
It happens every year. Like, dude, every year it's like December 1st. You have to have your year best movies of the year list, best this, your fucking you know Spotify wrap up, all that. It's like, dude. You know, there's like, does December not count as fucking right. The year? It's a full 4 weeks. There's 31 days in it.
And I mean, for gaming in general, most of the big releases are done already.
But for movies, it's not.
Yeah, movies, there's big releases that come out that last week of the year.
But like, yeah. the thing is like the critics have seen those, and then so they like get to put it on their little lists, those little fuck faces.
But the thing is, I kind of get it from, even then, I don't get it, because like, why not use the time to watch? And like, the reason I hate games is like,
they're fucking clocking out till fucking January 7th or some shit, you fucking assholes. Like, fuck all of you.
You're really upset about this time of the year.
Yeah, I hate this time of year. And everyone's like, God, I'm fucking drinking fucking eggnog and fucking jerking off till fucking January. Fuck you.
I think about it as I get all these packages that I keep ordering.
As Tony is drinking eggnog and is totally getting packages.
His packages is probably up by like 11:30 at night. Some fucking poor guy is probably working 6-5 a.m.
I'm just saying, if I stop ordering these packages, that guy doesn't have a job, right?
That's the problem. Yeah, I'm sure. That's how it works, right?
They always tell us.
Job security. I'm making a drink. I'll be right back.
Just real quick.
Jeff's making an eggnog right now.
What was I going to say? Sonic 3 movie announced.
Oh yeah, that
December
was
2024. With Shadow. Yes, that was also the news about this. It was more about other things related to.
So, question: I've not seen 2 yet, but Jim Carrey kind of said that he's retired now. Is he not in? Did they not show any of Dr. Robotnik in 3? Or
well, I mean, they haven't.
We don't even know.
No, but they, I mean, he is technically presumed dead.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not, I assume he'll come back. Nobody stays retired for long.
That's true. All right. Well, yeah, you weren't here last week, so Earl, have you played anything?
I've not played anything.
I played Halo.
Yeah, so that's not new.
So?
We all played Halo.
We did.
Like, I played, I mean, I've not been here, I don't think. Just kind of a recap, I've been playing. Because Fortnite had their OG season, which was very fascinating to go back to as somebody who's never played the OG Fortnite or didn't have that nostalgia. Because it's like, it's like the people have done it with WoW Classic where you get this hard on for like, remember the good old days. But it's so weird to kind of see, well, not to see, like what was taken away. Like you don't have as like the first original map is very vertical, which makes sense because part of the game's appeal was like building. But since they introduced no build like a year ago, they've had to make it a lot more flat enough. Like you just end up with this weird compromise where there's a bunch of zip lines everywhere. But then there's also times where it's like you kind of get screwed by the environment where it's like, oh, I can't really get up anywhere, so I'm just going to die in a storm. The biggest change to me is that I think the season I started Fortnite was the season where they introduced Aquaman. It was the season before they had the full Marvel season, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I guess, introduced swimming, because like in this one, the water is not your friend. You go in water, you move much slower. You can't swim in it. You can't, like, in the later games, if you jump from a high distance, there's fall damage. But if you fall into the water, it will negate any of that damage. You can't do that here because the water is treated as, like, the ground. It's, like, that's also not, like, a safe harbor for, like, going down. You know, some of the weapons, you can kind of see why they kind of nerfed them. And then I felt like they were, and according to my friend, this is how the first season was, they are a lot more stingy with like weapons and ammo. And, you know, like there's a lot of fun stuff that got added. And I understand why people might being able to upgrade your weapon with money. You don't collect money, you can't upgrade your weapon. I mean, this, the old school way kind of encourages you to like kill people. And upgrade, you know, get better loot instead of like, oh, you're doing your own thing and getting better loot that way. So there's some benefits, and I have enjoyed it. It's just like I'm ready to go back to like the
normal,
the standard that you've set over the past two or three years. I don't need to pay like what it was 5 years ago. There's a reason you upgraded over time.
It's interesting to hear, because my kids have weirdly gotten back into playing Fortnite, like. My son never stopped, but my daughters are playing it again, and they were playing with him the other day, and my one daughter's like yelling because she's down. She's like, come over, and the other one is going, I'm out of ammo. It's like, or I don't have any more bullets or something like that. I'm like, who runs out of bullets in this game? Like, I've not run out of bullets in Fortnite in forever.
It's because they give you a lot less ammo.
Yeah. And that's probably exactly what it is that there's just not as much on the map anymore. So you will run out of ammo.
I mean, to be fair, this was the very first fight of the match. But like, I had that happen today when I was training during my lunch break, where I grabbed the weapon from the chest. It was an explosive weapon, so it has 8 shots. I was able to do some damage, but I'm like, oh, I'm out of ammo. So I'm like running around, and lucky my teammate had a shotgun. So I'm like, I ran around and just hid behind him for a bit until I was able to like then like gear up some other stuff. Like, yes, they are very, like, even when you get weapons at the start, it's like there were fights we would have where I'm like, I'm just not going to engage in this because like I just don't have the ammo for this fight right now. Like, you'll get stuff if you kill them, but if you don't, you're just kind of shit out of luck. In the middle of the map with no ammo.
Yeah. Yeah, so Fortnite. Yeah, we did play Halo, as Tony mentioned. That was fun.
Some better matches than others.
Yeah. It was,
we had a full team for once.
Yeah.
That was
we didn't have the weird random that was just stand in the corner and not do anything, which we had a couple times over the last few weeks. But yeah, it was a good run. We had some really good matches, and then we had some really not good matches. It was good matchmaking, I think. Like we were pit up against good teams and bad teams and teams that were. I think that last match we had was pretty close. It was like, I think we lost by like six or something like that. But yeah, it was a good time. They have taken away that Halo 3 map playlist.
No!
Evidently, that was a limited time thing that it was sponsored by Mountain Dew, which is why there was that weird green version of the pit in it. I hope they dump those maps into, and I think they did, because I think we ended up playing on the pit on a regular Slayer, playlist. But I do hope they throw those into the other hoppers, because there's some good recreations there. I think the Blackout one is really well done. Yeah. So, Halo, still fun.
Halo. It's like the one shooter that you can just go play anytime and feel like you're playing. Yeah, you're like not terrible.
Yeah, after a match, you're like, I
remember the controls now, all right?
Yep. Yeah, I had some get worse.
Yeah, I get worse the more I play it.
Jeff gets that first match in where everyone else is like, I'm like struggling to kind of like get reacclimated. Yeah. He's killing like, everybody.
I can beat you while you don't know what you're doing, but oh God. Oh no!
That second match that. Well, Jeff is he's back from making his drink. Jeff, have you finished Baldur's Gate 3?
No, I'm at the end of it, or at least I think I'm at the end of it. But I'm like trying to do one more thing before I head into the very ending. At least I think it's the very ending.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but yeah, pretty much I'm. Close to the end. I think I'm 50 something hours in. I've played a lot of it. I mean, that's pretty much my, like, I clock out of work and I clock into Baldur's Gate 3. And yeah, I don't know what to say other than some of the fights in Act 3 get a little tough.
Yeah, they're pretty hard.
There's one in particular that, like, I use everything and then some on, and I still had to fight it many times and scrape by the skin of my teeth, like, one time, and I got through it. That was the one... The
Shadowheart one?
Yeah, dude, like, that is ridiculous. Like, you walk into a room, there's a boss who's, like, pretty fucking tough, and... Like 20 guys, I think, on top of that.
It's a lot. It's so many guys.
It's like you're starting a chess match and you have four pawns, and then like the other side has a full board of fucking, and you have to like somehow fucking work it. Like,
and they're not like you can't use a spell to hit all of them at once. Like they're all really well spread out.
So you're completely surrounded. Yeah. It's. So you want to hear how I got to that one, Tony? I, first of all, learned this trick from, like, just Googling and stuff. So I sent one person in to go talk to the boss lady or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that conversation starts, I switch to another character and then run in and kill her, which you could do. Like, that, it actually works. So it's like, she won't notice you coming in, and like I attack her, I threw Blight at her. I hit her with Blight, and fucking, you know, knocks like half her reaction. I'm like, this is amazing. And I do that 2-3 times till she's dead. As soon as she's dead, everyone around the arena wakes up, and they're hostile. But at least she's gone, because she's, you know, she's pretty fucking hard to beat.
Yeah.
So anyone find there's a little trick for you that you could do? That's pretty cool. Neat, I mean, trick.
That's kind of cheesy. The game. Had, and I think this is what I recommended you for you to do was Shadowheart can appeal to her god for like an intervention.
Yeah.
And it causes like an explosion.
Yeah.
Around her and just basically wipes every enemy out.
Well, let me tell you, I had to do both. I had to do that.
You did both.
Yes. I did the thing I said. And yes, Shadowheart has a spell called Divine Intervention, which could wipe out the whole fucking like screen. It's a one time per playthrough spell. So once you use it, that's the only time you're using it. And I did that. Even then, there were people all around the arena still alive. And they were like, you'd be like, oh, there's only like five or six of them left. Like, I'm good. Like, nope, they're still fucking really coming at you.
They're all tough, too. They're all like, some of the other fights are like, there's five guys left, but they all stink. I can kill them in one shot. these people.
Well, the thing that like really makes this fight hard more than anything is they all throw like this dark spell or something on the ground where it's like there's like dark clouds of smoke. And like you can't do anything in those. You cannot fucking like you'll go to do like a ranged attack and it'll say not enough movement. And you're like, why do I need movement? It's a ranged attack. I can stand where I'm at and shoot a fucking arrow. And they're like, no, not enough movement. I'm like, fuck you. Like it just that fucking like black cloud shit would get all over and you would like I think it would be like if you killed the person who cast that, like it would make it go away. Or I don't know. Maybe it's after a certain number of turns it goes away, but good lord, that stuff is fucking awful. And that whole fight was awful. Like, I like read so many, like, things about, like, oh, you funnel the people up the stairs, and I was doing that. I basically used everything. I used every piece of advice, and all of it, like, eventually led to me, like, beating it with one person alive. I had to go around, revive everybody, and then, you know, like, go to camp and refill our shit, but like, dude, oh my god, that fight was fucking terrible. It's honestly like, I don't think it's like a really well designed thing. Like, I think that fight sucks. But
I mean, I kind of like the fact that it's like the conclusion of Shadowheart's quest line, and the only way you can get through that battle is by her doing the one thing that she is like destined to do at that moment.
Yeah, although I'm sure there's people that, like, just do it, but yeah. I had to do, I remember, like,
I mean, was, like, are you level 12 yet?
I'm very close to it.
Okay, like, okay, so,
yeah.
So that's the other, like, my characters were all level 12 in this fight, so, like,
oh, really?
It's definitely a tough one.
They were level 10 in the fight, and, I just turned level 10 because I went and did one of the other ones. And, you know, it's now days of me trying to be like, I literally like fought this fight like 20, 30 times, right? And days into it, I'm at work and I'm like, didn't Tony say there was like a one time thing you could do with her? I started looking that up and I like literally drove back to my house while I was at work to see if I had that spell. And I did. Because once you turn level 10, they give you that one time spell. So, like, I had that. I was like, all right, that's good. And I thought I was going to beat it. Like, I thought I was going to walk in, cast a spell, everyone would die around me. And, like, that's not how it went. Like, it was still, like, you know, there's
still
people,
hard, yeah.
People outside, like, the range of the spell and people within it that lived. But, like, it still helped. It helped a lot. But, yeah, that fight is, like, ridiculous. And from what I've read, that might be, like, the hardest fight in the game. Although, like, I tried fighting this guy, Gorkash, and that did not go well.
Oh, God.
He has all these, like, steel watchers that, like, are all over
the
place.
Now, you can take those out before, like, you can take down the factory full of the steel watchers.
I finally just said, okay, we're good. Because I read what would happen if you're, like if you like, make an alliance with him, and he's still fucking... So I'm like, all right, whatever. I made a deal, and now basically, I basically had. I'm supposed to meet him by the something pool to like go confront the Elder Brain or whatever. So like, I'm at the end of the game, but like, there's one more thing I could do where that something with like the House of Hope and the Hell. I forget what they call it, the Hell House or whatever the fuck. Something with Raphael.
Yeah.
Where I could go do that, and I was like, I might as well, like, try to get what I can out of this game, even though I've gotten plenty out of it.
Gotten a lot out of it if you played 50 hours.
Yeah, but I'm going to do this House of Hope thing, which I heard is pretty hard. And if it doesn't work out, I'm just going to go towards the end of the game, see what happens, and wait for it to hit Game Pass and start a whole new game where I know what I'm doing a lot better. But, yeah. I don't know where I was going with any of this, except that, yeah, this is where I'm at with Baldur's Gate 3.
That is the last game on my list for the year, so.
Well, you should save it for that one. Yeah, you should save it for last. Save it, best for last, and clear your slate, because you kind of are going to be gonna need playing it. That, yeah.
I have that. I'm almost on Alan Wake, so I thought I was going to beat that this week, but I did not play as much as I expected. But I'm at the end. I am now where, for most of that game, you are given a choice of, there's two different storylines going on, Alan and Saga, and you can choose how you want to play them, when you want to play them. And now I'm at a point where it's like, you need to finish up the two storylines because they start interweaving. So you can't jump between the two anymore. I just did a battle with Saga, and at the end of it, the cutscene throws me back in as Alan. And prior to that, I had done something with Alan, and it threw me back into Saga. So it's now it's very linear. Game's great, though. So really, really still enjoying that one. Disney Speedstorm launched their new season today.
Oh boy.
It's the Frozen season, Let It Go. And I did not play much of last season, which was Aladdin themed. I played enough where I saw the level. Was Agrabah, you go through the Cave of Wonders and stuff, and it's a fun level to drive on, but I did not play a lot of it. This one's similar, it's really neat looking. You're driving through Arendelle, all the ships are frozen in the docks, you're driving through the town, drive by Elsa's ice castle and shit. It's a neat looking level. Elsa, though, is kind of fun to play as, because her power, her regular super, is you just press Y, not hold Y. You press Y, and she shoots a stream of ice out and freezes anybody that's in that path. And it holds for a pretty long time, so if you can get people in your sights with her ice blast, you're just freezing everybody in front of you.
I love to cast Ice Storm on people.
In Baldur's Gate.
Yeah.
You watch them fall down as they try to walk away.
Cone of Cold is another. I think another one, I think it's called Cone of Cold.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's another one that just ice, what is it, Ice Bolt or something like that?
Yeah. Ice Bolts are great in Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, if people will slip out of them and fall, then they'll be laid out.
And their turn just ends. Right. And they fall down, and their turn just ends.
Well, it's that, and I think that's what I like about ice spells in D&D, because they can have multiple different effects, especially if you have a good DM.
I think they'll become wet too after a while.
They become wet, so because the ice melts, right? So
I think you will have a much smaller learning curve to playing this game than me. Anyways,
D&D has lots of rules that kind of apply to spells and stuff. So, yeah. I played games like that before too, Jeff. So I think I'll be okay. It'll once be I fine. Get moving on it. Yeah. But yeah, the new season in Speedstorm launched. They lowered the prices on everything. I guess people were complaining once it went live back in September. That didn't take long. Went one season and they've lowered the prices on everything. If you have a Founders Pack, they gave you a whole bunch of upgrade shards and
I need to play this
and currency to jump in. And yeah, and so you get all the, you know, you get all the tracks that were previously included. And what I like about Speedstorm is that if you want to play it like Mario Kart, like with four people on your, you know, on your machine right there on the couch, you can. You have access to all the tracks, all the characters.
They don't need an Xbox account to fucking play it, or
no, I don't think so. I could check.
Dude, that's one thing I hate about multiplayer games. Sometimes, like when you're doing couch co-op, it's like sign in here. Like, dude, why do I need to sign in? I'm just player two, okay? Can I be player two?
Just let me be guest.
Just play the game. Why is that? Why do I have to give you my fucking like identity to fucking play a game?
I don't think you have to, because everything is tied to your.
No, I don't either. I think you're right. Yeah.
Your Speedstorm account, so anybody else playing doesn't think like there's no two player that you're progressing as in that. So
I still can't convince fucking people to play that shit here.
It's good. Mario Kart. It's so good. The soundtrack is great.
It's very good.
Yeah, the new songs and that's the other thing. Like the song for Agrabah and the song for Arendelle. Great remixes of like Aladdin and Frozen songs. So, yeah, that I had fallen off it a bit, but I think I'm back to playing it, going through and earning the battle pass or whatever the season pass on it. It's fun. It's fun stuff. Tony, did you play anything this week?
I finished Total War Pharaoh. After I think it took me about 50 hours to get through all the game, but I did something in it that I have never done in any Total War game ever. I conquered the entire map.
Oh, okay.
Because I finished the campaign and I look and there's like 8 or 10 areas left. I'm like, I can take that. I might as well just keep going. Because there's, like, levels to the campaign. Like, you can play to get a minor victory. Or you can, like, fulfill more objectives and get a major victory. And then there's, like, a Total War victory. But the game doesn't stop you from playing after any of those. So you can just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm so close. And I've never done this before. So let's try it. So yeah, I took over the whole map, but like it never did change. Like I really enjoyed playing the campaign. It was a lot of fun, but the battles never got any better or more interesting.
It was all the other stuff that you were.
I did find some chariots that I could use as like cavalry that would like charge into the enemy ranks and like you could see them scatter. So that was kind of cool, but. I don't know. That was as close as I got to something interesting happening in the battle. Kind of just weird. And I finished it, and unlike every other Total War game I've ever played, I immediately deleted it. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm not playing this ever
again. Oh, no.
Because, you know, the campaign was fun, but I'm finished with the campaign.
Right.
It's not like, I don't know, Total War Warhammer 3, where you can come in and you play as a different race, and all the mechanics are different, and the campaign is basically a new experience. Like, that's not in existence here. And, like, the battles aren't going to get any better in those other, like, playing as, like, Hittites instead. Like, it's going to have all the same problems. So, I'm going to move on to other games, I think.
No, I mean, you got 50 hours out of it.
That's plenty. It's plenty.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, so that was really that and Halo. That's the only stuff I've been playing. Yep.
Yeah, we played Halo on Thanksgiving. Had a good run.
We did. That was the first time I'd ever gotten the what is it? The Steak-tacular, like the 15 kills.
Running Riot was the 15 kills in a row, and then we got the Steak-tacular, which is for beating the other team by what, 30? I think we won 50-20. That was a brutal game. So it wasn't like one of them was just standing in the corner or not, but like they were all moving.
They were moving and fighting. Like it wasn't like effort was put in. It was just for naught. Like, but you, I mean, I've had games like that where you're like trying and all you do is die. Like, and I can't do anything else but die. And I'm assuming that like they did get some kills, but not, it just wasn't the two of us.
No, because I think between the two of us, we had 28 kills and 3 deaths. So it was a brutal run. Yeah. So that's it for what we were playing. Do you guys pick anything up on Black Friday? I ended up getting Spider-Man and Assassin's Creed Mirage and on Jeff's recommendation, Sonic. Not new Sonic, last year's Sonic.
Oh, one care.
Yes, the 3D Sonic.
The new 2D one, like, man, it has a good first impression, but I don't think that game is very good. But I think Sonic Frontiers is... Frontiers? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Frontiers.
Yeah. Worth checking out, man. I think I don't know. I don't know how you feel about Sonic.
I mean, it was like $20 or something like that. And for $20, I'm sure I will have some fun with it.
Yeah.
Do you guys end up getting anything, though?
I think I got every game that I mentioned that I might get. So, I got Knights of Honor 2 Sovereign. I got Victoria 3. I can't remember what the other game was, but I got that one too.
I think I
clearly
told you
I played it. Oh, I got the expansions to Forza Horizon 5. Oh,
nice.
Oh, I should have got those. I did not.
That was a good price. $25 for those is pretty good.
Yeah, I should have done that. I told you guys the only thing I bought was Dragon Age. Here's what I've done. I've done no Black Friday shopping. I've done no
Christmas. Wait, why did you buy Dragon Age? It's on Game Pass.
Inquisition?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a part of EA Play.
It was a complete edition for like $7. I bought it.
Yeah. I mean,
now you have it forever.
Yeah, but I did no Black Friday shopping outside of that for myself or for anybody else. And I'm not, you know what? I said, you know what? I'm not buying anybody shit this year. And you know what? It's a very stress-free holiday season so far.
You're just not buying anybody any gifts.
I think we've lost the meaning of Christmas.
Someone's lost the meaning of Christmas, and I think Jeff.
Now I'm interested. What is the meaning of Christmas, Jeff?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Christmas lights, and fucking Uber bills. Snow, and you hang out with family and drink. I don't know.
All right.
Here's my gift to you for Christmas. You get to see me, motherfucker. I ain't getting you shit
without a gift.
If you're an adult that has fucking money, go buy whatever the fuck you want. I ain't getting you nothing.
That is true. It's. I mean, my wife and I this year were just like. We don't want to buy gifts. Like, if I want something, I go buy it, right? She needs something, exactly. She goes buy it. So we're just like, we're going to go on, like, you know, trips and stuff.
That's what we did. That's exactly what we're doing.
And same for our kids, basically. Like, unless they really, really want something, like, we'll go, like, concert tickets or trips or whatever they, you know, want to go do, something that we can do together.
We literally did the same thing, Chris, where it was like, she was like, I'm buying it. Like, she's just on her own. She's out of nowhere. She's like, Merry Christmas. I bought a cruise. I was like, cool. I'll buy the drink package. Which is like literally like the same amount as the cruise almost. Like,
oh, really?
Great. Yeah. No.
Wow.
But. Like, I don't know. Like, I hate having to try to come up with, like, something brilliant that someone's going to like, and for, like, 20 or 30 different people. Like, fuck that, dude. Fuck you. Go buy your own shit. I don't get anything I like on Christmas. Y'all motherfuckers buy me socks or some shit. Go fuck yourself. And you know what? Don't give me anything. Don't give me the fucking socks. I don't care. I don't want it. I'm happy to see your face. Love you.
I hate socks.
I hate you. I love you.
Getting some very mixed messaging from Jeff.
I don't feel it's mixed. It's very clear.
Jeff, just in case you wanted that Forza Horizon 5 expansion sale is still on.
Oh yeah. Oh,
do it. Do it.
Yep.
I think I haven't played it yet, but I will.
I think what kept me from it is I had to re-download. I mean, I had to download that.
It's a big game too.
Yeah. So.
But you get the Hot Wheels expansion and the Rally expansion. So.
There's some other stuff too in it.
Yeah, the car. If you get the $25 version, it's the like basically you'll get all the car pass stuff. So all the extra cars that they've sold. In the game, you'll get them just included. You'll get like a credits bonus because you get the VIP membership, and then there's something else. There's like five cars with the welcome pack. Or you can buy them for $10 each if you want to do it that way.
Or you just wait till this fall when there'll be a new Forza Horizon for free.
I mean, hopefully, right?
Well, there.
I think so.
That Hot Wheels stuff is fun, though.
Oh, yeah. I love their expansions. They're awesome. Yeah. I should get it. I really should.
Then do it. Get in the holiday spirit.
No. Not buying anything. Not buying.
Ho it out, Jeff. Do it.
Buying shit.
Earl, did you do any Black Friday shopping?
The only game I got, and I got it today just because... it's Kirby and the Forgotten Land.
I think
that was like $40, and I've heard good things about it. And I didn't have it. The only thing I was super mad because I actually went physically to Target to try to get that PlayStation deal they had last week, but of course by the time I got there they were sold out. I don't know if you folks saw, PlayStation 5 was $150 off.
Oh wow,
that's a good deal.
It was like $350.
But, yeah, I heard that.
The deal happened at 3 a.m. and I woke up and I'm like, the Target like 20 minutes away from me. So I went and they were like, we're done.
Yeah.
So I ended up picking up some little stuff for myself. Like I got Guardians of the Galaxy 3 on vinyl. It was $12. And then I've mostly been picking up like board games. Like I got Herd Mentality, Poetry for Neanderthals, which I think is such a cute game. I can't wait to play it with friends drunk. But yeah, honestly, between this, you know, everything, I'm just like, I didn't have the expendable money this year, but now I'm also the opposite of Jeff. I'm like, oh, now I have to turn my attention to actually buying gifts for friends and family. Cause I do enjoy
giving them, dude. Gifts. Fuck them. They don't deserve shit. Where are they going to get you? They're not going to get you nothing.
They can get me socks. I'm okay with that.
I'm buying socks for everybody.
Do it.
Earl, I need to understand why there's a blow-up bat with this game.
A what?
There's a blow-up
bat. Because in order to play the game, you have to say, like, you have to speak in one syllable words. It's like, if somebody, like, speaks in more than one, you hit them with it so that you're caveman.
that sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, that's why I'm really curious to see how it goes drunk. But yes, that was my big purchase. Yeah, I mean, I still might just treat myself to a PlayStation 5 for Christmas. We'll see.
You should do that.
Because I still want to play Spider-Man's. And I mean, the bundle is still at $500 with it, which is still like $60. That's a
good deal. Yeah.
Like that deal was so sweet, so very sweet, but. What can you do?
No, I mean, $150 off is that's a great
deal. Anything. It's just a fantastic deal. Yeah.
Can't go wrong there. All right. Well, before we wrap up here, I thought it might be a good idea to look at our Game of the Year nomination, like our categories, see if we want to get rid of anything or add something. So I'm gonna read them off here. Best looking game, we have nobody's written any nominees into there as of right now. Best retro themed game, best soundtrack score, best Game Pass discovery, Game Pass game of the month, game of the year. So, we should probably pick one for November next week. Although I don't know if anything came out in November on Game Pass that we played. What died in 2023? There's a lot on that.
Yep. And I mean, it's sad to say that
Henry Kissinger, right? He should be.
I mean, he should right be the now winner.
I mean, he was part of one of those Call of Duty games, so.
Apparently, he was also an Assassin's Creed, according to the Game Awards tweet.
That doesn't even make any sense. But
the okay. Temp or something like that.
Huh. But, I mean, that makes sense, but.
But yeah, it was like Henry Kissinger, who's a war criminal, but also it was in Assassin's Creed as a temp job. I'm like, you really have to make everything about you, huh?
Best character, best boss fight. Best line. I'm not sure what the was that. I don't know what we were going for there. Just like okay. best piece of dialogue,
I guess. But I also imagine it's one of those that I think the idea was us to fill it in as we were playing games.
Yeah,
and yeah, you're not gonna you're not gonna remember.
Yeah, we did not fill it in as we were playing games. Best series evolution.
Asked us.
Best series evolution. Disappointment of the year, best non-gaming media, which we do have quite a bit in best non-game gaming media.
I was also just gonna say that, like, I mean, like, it was so popular. Killy's doing it this year too, so.
Oh.
Is it the best like non-video game media? Because I think it's like Mario, Uncharted. Wow. Last of Us, Castlevania, and Twisted Metal is in the category.
Yeah, we have all of that except for Castlevania on our list, which probably should, but I don't know if any of us watched the new season of Castlevania.
Any of us finished it.
And then finally, best remake remaster, of which we have three entries there. Anything here you guys want to get rid of?
Wait, what three do we have? Just so we are covering our bases, because
Dead Space,
yeah,
Metroid Prime,
yeah,
and Resident Evil 4.
Okay, I was like to say, okay, the only ones I could think of like early in the year. I mean, I guess we could technically throw Kirby in there.
That was Super Mario RPG.
Oh yeah, could mean the remaster, or I guess it's a remake.
I guess it exists.
I mean, I'll add it here. Super Mario RPG. What was the other one you said, Earl? Kirby?
Yeah, Kirby and Return to Dreamland? That was the remake of the Wii game, right?
Yes. Dreamland, all right. And that gives us, that's a nice five piece there. Anything here we should get rid of?
Well, carry that best line.
Yeah.
Best line. Goodbye. Do we want to replace it with anything?
Best trailer.
Do you remember trailers?
Yeah, I remember one. That's the reason I made the catch.
I was like, I don't even know if there's like, we should have best indie game made by a major publishing studio.
How do we clarify that?
I was just poking fun because people were making fun of the Game Awards for Dave the Diver not being an indie game, because I think it's from like Nexon.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's a major. It's like saying, it's like, oh crap, what was it? Not It Takes Two, the Yarny game that EA would do, Unraveled.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, these are great indie games. It's like, it comes from EA. I mean, that's not indie.
It's like saying Ori is an indie game.
Yeah.
Like, it has that style, aesthetic.
Like, yeah.
Jeff, what was the trailer you
I'm not gonna tell you about. You guys nominate what you want.
No, no. Well, what trailer do you remember?
The one I'm gonna nominate.
Yes, Jeff.
I mean, I can add it. But...
It's Lords of the Fallen.
Okay.
That was a pretty good trailer. I remember that one.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's fucking awesome. Like, dude, no trailer's got me more pumped than that. Just fucking give the award right now.
I mean, we're going to do that in January, but I can add in best trailer. I'm sure we're going to see some more trailers next week. Said Lords of the Fallen.
Yeah.
This
was a category. This is something we were supposed to have last week. I had it written down. I don't know where I think I deleted it now. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Add cool categories, delete the bad categories.
Yes, just get rid of all the bad categories.
Yes, well, which ones are the bad ones? Which ones should we get rid of?
Yeah. I was supposed to try to come up with new ones. I had a couple, and one of them was best trailer. That's the only one I remember.
Yeah, well, since we didn't have anything for best line, I've added that into that slot.
There's got to be best line shit every year. I think that's a fun category. That's not what it is,
except we were supposed to keep track of lines. Yeah, and I think we
need to add them in, though. That's where as we hear them.
Well, that's us.
Yeah, it's.
I mean,
yes, it's a great category. We just suck at it. That's the problem. We have the problem.
We could do best continuing game.
Best continuing game? Do we want to get rid of one of these, like best series evolution? Do we want to get rid of that?
What does that even mean?
I was going to ask that too.
Not even sure.
That wasn't me. I didn't come up with that.
Was it me?
Right, it was Jeff, obviously.
No, it was not me. Oh, you know what? It might have been me.
Let me see if I can find last year's.
I'm curious the winner of that. Yeah.
Let's see.
I think it might have been me because now that I think about it, like it's kind of an interesting idea for a category because a lot of games do that now.
But last year it was Pokemon Legends.
Like, I was gonna say, it feels like it was very specific. Like, I think this category is very specific to the type of year we had.
Well, that's okay to do too. Like,
it is. I'm gonna say
we did have wines for last year, though.
Yeah, and I think we did that, and then it was like, oh, we should do it, and then keep a list of it throughout.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right.
And that
game that would have been game of the year any year of the last three.
And y'all weren't taking notes.
Did you take notes of all your favorite lines?
Nope.
No, here's the category. It's best game of the year that would have been game of the year any of the last 3 years, but isn't game of the year this year.
Oh. So yeah, like
best game in any other year.
Yes, best game in any other year.
I'll do that.
That's a fun category. Cause like there are years, and actually this is like the year for that category.
Do we think we have anything that fits in series evolution
for this year? I don't think so.
Okay. Also, we have best Game Pass Discovery and then Game Pass Game of the Month.
We can get rid of Game Pass Discovery.
Yeah, because it feels redundant. Because I feel like the best Game Pass Discovery should also be the one. I mean, I guess it doesn't have to be, but in theory.
Let me fill in. We pick Sea of Stars for August. We pick Starfield for September. Do we know what we picked for October?
Did we pick for October? I mean, I've been...
Did he Skylines too? I don't know.
No, I think I nominated Forza at the time.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Or October. We didn't do November yet, although I don't know if we played anything in November. All right, so best Game Pass Discovery, goodbye. Best Series Evolution, goodbye. What did we say? Best game that would have won Game of the Year.
Jeff said it right. I can't remember what Jeff said.
How did you word it, Jeff?
Game of the Year and any other year.
Game of the Year and any other year. All right, that works. We could fill that up with a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like this year, like... Well, this year, like, my problem with this year is, like, all the games are so good that it's, like... All of them could have been number one in some year. Like, they're all, like, really good. Like, you know, the games that are going to be in my top 10 are games that are, like, all at least 8 out of 10. They're phenomenal games. Like,
I think the top 4 games in my list would have won last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Any of
those dry years, yeah.
Did we pick last year?
Last year for me would have been Elden Ring, but I think Vampire Survivors is a good pick, like, to be in the mix there.
Elden Ring was your pick last year.
I mean, yeah, Elden Ring was a very strong year for me, but, like, you know, there's years where you're like, I don't know, The Witness, you know, that was one of mine 1 year. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God.
It's a good game. I like it. I think it's pretty cool. I still think it's a cool game. Anyway, but, like, you know, you get what I'm saying. Like,
yep.
You can,
I like,
spread
The Witness more than I like
top
Elden
five out of this year. You could probably put them, like, they could probably win a bunch of years.
All right. Well, if we have one more, I got rid of best series evolution since we didn't have anything for that. Do we have another category to slot there, or should I just delete that column?
What would? Oh, I was going to say something, but that's too cruel. I mean, I would just put it out there. I don't want it to be an actual category. I was going to say best game that got you fired.
Oh, no. Yeah.
But that's too messed up. But there's, I mean, we also have what died in 2023.
Most annoying game personality. The Jeff Keighley Award.
We should, well, I mean, I guess we should have.
Is there anybody else that fits that one?
I was going to say we should have one. It, but
most
it's hard.
Punchable.
But, like, one fake best game show, like, actual presentation. But I think I don't know. I don't remember this. This year wasn't great for anything.
No, I mean, not for that type of stuff. It was a little weak. The actual games this year were great, but.
Yeah, the actual, yeah, it's yeah. We can figure something out, see if something strikes up in the next few weeks.
Yep. And then, yeah, if you guys think of, like, start thinking of your nominees to fill in there, as we get closer to January, where we're gonna go over these. I'm sure there's more best character nominees than just Garl. Although he is a great character.
We'll come up with some.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some good boss fights out there as well. Maybe not. I don't know. Boss fights are weird.
Yeah, I think that's what we had the issue. I mean, last year was mostly because I think Jeff wanted to talk about Elden Ring.
Yeah.
I do like best boss fights. I think it's a good category.
Jeff,
like,
did you fight the giant metal monster in Baldur's Gate?
I don't think so.
Oh, you must have skipped it.
Can you say more than that? Because I What act would it have been?
It's in Act Two. You go into this place where they forge weapons.
You
fight in this pit of lava against this giant metal thing.
Maybe.
You must not. You would remember it.
Maybe. Do you remember his name? Or no? Or can you not say it? Is that like a spoiler?
No. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but I can look at my Steam because I got the achievement for fighting the thing.
Before we end here, Walt did send a question in. Sports Illustrated got caught using AI to publish articles. If gaming sites did the same, do you think anyone would notice? I think that some game sites already have done that and people did notice, but could be wrong on that.
I think people would know. I think the big one would always be like curious. Because usually these things get caught out because of weird grammar, or the big ones is just factually inaccurate information.
Mm-hmm.
But I think his point was more like, and because I don't necessarily read gaming news sites anymore, like reviews and stuff, like the big exposés, though I don't know who runs that anymore, but. Like actually going to gaming sites for like news stories, like that could be replaced by AI, and I would not notice.
Yeah, I agree. I don't, because that's just not how generally we get our news, right?
Yeah. As people we mentioned it on social media this week that the weird sites don't exist anymore. We've all kind of just like. Social media has kind of become your RSS feed. You can get, I get my video game news, my movie news, all kind of filtered through Twitter and stuff like that. And that's kind of, changed from 20, 15 years ago when you'd go and you'd have like 15 different sites you'd check for all of this and forums and stuff like that. It's like, no, we have this one avenue that gives me all this information I need.
Yeah, you're probably right. If they started writing news with AI, we probably wouldn't notice. Somebody would, but
you'd notice the AI news always tends to be written in a very specific way. Like it lacks a certain individuality. Like every article looks the same.
I guess it's super noticeable. Like I don't know, dude.
And I whenever I see stuff like that in my feeds, I always block whatever publication it is almost immediately. I'm like, this wasn't written by a human. This is terrible.
So I say we wouldn't notice because of what Earl kind of said. Like we're not going to IGN to check out news. So
I think what Walter's trying to say though is that like they're writing on the level of an AI bot.
I don't think that's true.
His
question again. Read his question again.
I understand. I don't disagree with what you're saying about what Walt is trying to say. I agree with your interpretation of it. Yeah. I don't agree with his sentiment that it is that poorly written.
This question seems to be written by an AI bot, actually. I'm wondering if Walt has been replaced.
I think I'm with Chris here though. Like, I think that's what he's saying, and I don't agree because like I think you can tell. I think you really can tell. Like it's we're taking like a goofy question seriously. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
So,
Geno Smith just threw the ball away on fourth down.
Aren't they losing?
Yeah, no, they just lost the game. I mean, it's over now. But he was under pressure, and instead of like throwing the ball down the field, he just threw it at his receiver's feet, like you would if you were throwing the ball away.
The fun thing is, both of these guys were my quarterback. So,
oh no, I mean Dak was okay. They both had a decent game.
He actually had a better game points wise. By like almost 2 points actually. I benched him because he's not had a great season. So Dak has been more consistent. It's just been funny to watch during this. Like, oh, yes, one of you. Oh, this other one's getting me points too, huh?
I mean, if you had DK Metcalf on your team, you made out tonight.
I did not.
6 receptions, 134 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Be a crazy fantasy line. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. The game awards are the same night we record, so we'll have
live coverage.
I think that's what we usually do.
All right. So we'll be back next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night. Sorry for the delay. I was
no worries.
Looking at porn. We know.
No, she was changing or fixing an electrical outlet. She's my handyman, my wife.
I can't fix shit. Like I can fix computer stuff, but
yeah, I'm not even that really that. I could set up your Xbox for you.
We know you can't fix computer stuff, Jeff. We know.
Well, it's just so funny because like people like act so dumb about like setting up something like simple, like you know, you just plug it in, you connect to the Wi-Fi, that's it, right? Like, and people are like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Meanwhile, I got I cannot do anything like involving tools or anything. And meanwhile, like my wife is like, she's changed all the electrical outlets in her house and shit. She literally knows how to do like an electrical circuit and shit in the house. Like, it's fucking crazy. She's still alive somehow. But she literally just went and bought a miter saw. I'm like, I don't even know how to work this thing. But
oh no, I don't touch that stuff. I don't trust myself with it. I have all of my fingers.
Is that like a table saw?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, fuck that. Absolutely not.
My dad was really good with that stuff. I'm like, that looks great. That looks like fun, Dad. I'm not touching that ever.
Yeah, my dad was good with that stuff, and I think his dad was even better. Like. My grandpa, like, he would fucking... My grandpa would show me all the booby traps he had set up around his house. I was like, dude, what the fuck is this? I don't fuck with anything, dude. I'll hire a professional to fucking do it. Like,
that's
more. Or, I guess, in this case, I have my wife to...
Right.
You have like a really, she's like into like all the shit that dudes are supposed to be into, and she's just like learning it all. I'm like, cool, man. Maybe you'll show me how to use a drill at some point.
You don't need to. She knows how to use it.
That's right.
Yeah, I got someone here.
But you know how to use a drill.
Kind of.
I use it like it's an electric screwdriver.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
I know I can drill a hole.
I
can drill a hole. I can hammer a nail. Like I can put furniture together. Like I'm not like useless.
Yeah. I'm pretty close.
The furniture's from IKEA. I can put it together.
I had to have her show me how to change like the drill bits.
Oh God,
I can do that. I do know how to do.
All right. I'm good. So I feel like I'm handier than Jeff now. I
feel good about yourself.
I've never felt handy before. I'm handier than Jeff.
That is okay.
I can make a bowl out of a pop can.
This is all going in the podcast, right, Chris?
I mean, it's recorded. We're not officially started, but anyway.
Sorry for the delay. I was
looking at porn. We know.
No, she was changing or fixing an electrical outlet. She's my handyman, my wife.
I can't fix shit. Like I can fix computer stuff, but
yeah, I'm not even that really that. I could set up your Xbox for you.
We know you can't fix computer stuff, Jeff. We know.
Well, it's just so funny because like people like act so dumb about like setting up something like simple like. You know, you just plug it in, you connect to the Wi-Fi, that's it, right? Like, and people are like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Meanwhile, I got, I cannot do anything, like, involving tools or anything. And meanwhile, like, my wife is, like, she's changed all the electrical outlets in her house and shit. She literally knows how to do, like, an electrical circuit and shit in the house. Like, it's fucking crazy. She's still alive somehow. But she literally just went and bought a miter saw. I'm like, I don't even know how to work this thing. But
oh no, I don't touch that stuff. I don't trust myself with it. I have all of my fingers.
Is that like a table saw?
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, fuck that.
Absolutely not.
My dad was really good with that stuff. I'm like, that looks great. That looks like fun, Dad. I'm not touching that ever.
Yeah, my dad was good with that stuff, and I think his dad was even better. Like. My grandpa, like, he would fucking... My grandpa would show me all the booby traps he had set up around his house. I was like, dude, what the fuck is this? I don't fuck with anything, dude. I'll hire a professional to fucking do it. Like,
that's
more. Or, I guess, in this case, I have my wife to...
Right.
You she's have like a really, she's like into like all the shit that dudes are supposed to be into, and she's just like learning it all. I'm like, cool, man. Maybe you'll show me how to use a drill at some point.
You don't need to. She knows how to use it.
That's right.
Yeah, I got someone here.
But you know how to use a drill.
Kind of.
I use it like it's an electric screwdriver.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I know I could drill a screwdriver. Hole. I
can drill a hole. I can hammer a nail. Like I can put furniture together. Like I'm not like useless.
I'm pretty close.
The furniture's from IKEA. I can put it together.
I had to have her show me how to change like the drill bits.
Oh God,
I can do that. I do know how to do. All
right, I'm good. So I feel like I'm handier than Jeff now. I
feel good about yourself.
I've never felt handy before. I'm handier than Jeff.
That is okay.
I can make a bowl out of a pop can.
This is all going in the podcast, right, Chris?
I mean, it's recorded. We've not officially started, but anyway,